And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. There is prophetic power in the Word of God. You know, God's Word tells us one thing for sure, that men will plot and conspire against God, against righteousness, and really against the entire planet Earth in the last days. Revelation 13 and 17 are extremely interesting. Revelation 17 says there will be 10 great world rulers. We can call them presidents or chancellors or prime ministers. Maybe we should put in the word banker or Wall Streeter as well amongst that august group. But it says that these 10 world leaders will conspire together and that they will have one mind. In other words, they will agree. And they will agree to give their kingdom, that is, the entire world, to the beast. Who is the beast? He is the one who rises up out of the earth. And he is in the image of the beast that rises up out of the sea before him. A riddle and a mystery of God that we will cover in some detail, I promise you, in coming months. But today I want to talk to you about this beast that comes up out of the earth, this Antichrist, and the system, the world system that he is creating. It's commonly called the New World Order today. But it's taken a lot of work, a lot of dedication, a lot of determination, a lot of evil and wicked doing by certain men, and not a few women, by the way, to bring it to pass. And we're now on the very threshold of this New World Order, this great conspiracy, all the world coming together as one, so that our leaders will all be of one mind. We know that in the United States, it doesn't matter whether we want the Democrats or the Republicans, or neither one, to run this country. The elite will put in the Oval Office in the White House whosoever they desire. It doesn't matter. They can take all the surveys and opinion polls they want about what are the issues that you and I care about. But if these people aren't interested in these issues, they'll never be addressed. In fact, they'll do just the opposite of what we want them to do. That's what Congress does today. That's what the Supreme Court does, our governors, our state legislatures, and certainly the Senate and the House and the White House. They do not work for you and me. Please don't tell me that your vote counts. It counts absolutely nothing. Many people ask me right before the presidential election every 4 years, who should I vote for? And I tell them, well, why ask me such a question? It doesn't matter who you vote for. They will not do what they say. They will not take America anywhere. They are all puppets. Tweedledee, Tweedledum, as former Governor George Wallace used to say, there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two political parties. Well, what are the groups? If these two parties don't matter, what are the groups that do matter? Who controls things? Well, one of them is the Bilderbergers. Another is the Bohemian Grove. You know, it's interesting. This summer, they have a huge festival in the Southwest called the Burning Man Festival. And goodness, tens of thousands of men and women go there and do deviltry type things. It's an amazing event. I've never been, but people have sent me videos, and I don't think I want to go. It's just a devil festival. And many people wear devil costumes and all kind of hellish garments. And well, amazingly, there are two other devil fests that occur in the summer months, quite often, but also in the winter months for one of them, The first group, the Devil Fest, is the Bilderbergers, and the second is the Bohemian Grove. Now, the Bohemian Grove is made up of a great group of men, around 3,000, in fact, are members of the Bohemian Grove. But there's a far smaller group of around 130 to 140, that are part of the Bilderberger meeting. The two most important men that control not only the Bohemian Grove, but especially the Bilderbergers, are Lord Rothschild over in Great Britain, and in America, David Rockefeller Sr. I want to focus on Rockefeller and Rothschild today, because when they bring these 140 powerful men and women together every so often, in the current meeting, by the way, as I'm speaking to you right now, they're preparing for their big bash in the little town of Chantilly, Chantilly, sort of like the old rock and roll song, you know, by the Big Bopper called Chantilly Lace. They're meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, at a luxurious resort, and they're going to meet the very first week of June is when they're meeting. So as you're listening to this, they're meeting and let's say they're partying. They don't really party as much openly as the Bohemian Grovesters, who are isolated in some redwood forest outside of San Francisco, about 50 miles from San Francisco. And they have security that keep people from coming in. And of course, the Bohemian Grove, those couple thousand evil Grovesters do some terrible things in there. They bring in male prostitutes and female prostitutes. It's rumored they have satanic rituals. Homosexuality as thick as can be. Now, in coming weeks, we're going to really focus in on the Bohemian Grove. And in fact, today, during the halftime part of our program, I'll let you know how to get the new book that we published here at Power Prophecy. Yes, we published the book entitled Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, by my good friend Mike Hansen, fellow Texan. Mike Hansen is photojournalist, occult, secret society researcher. He worked for a long time, several years, with Alex Jones. And then they started split, and Mike Hansen went on into the business world. But he wrote this great book, Bohemian Grove. I was very privileged to do just a little bit. I don't want to overstate my importance at all. I want to give Mike Hansen so much credit. But he did come by the offices here, and we gave him all of the research materials we had about the Bohemian Grove. But he took it several steps further. He did his own research. And he's come out with an incredible book. It's upwards of 448, 450 pages. I mean, it's a huge book. And it has, well, pretty much everything you want to know about the Bohemian Grove. It's the only book like it that's ever been published. I think there were a couple little bitty pamphlets or something before. But this is an incredible book. And we've added a lot of pictures in it. you'll actually see a young person strapped down to a stretcher and brought in to be sacrificed to the great owl deity. That's right. They worship a great owl at the Bohemian Grove. It is a sign, though, I believe, of other deities from the past, of the pagan era, going all the way back to Babylon, Greece, Rome, Egypt, where a great god of fire was worshipped called Moloch. Moloch had other names, of course, Rimfon, Kiun. But the Old Testament recognizes this ancient god of fire as either Baal, B-A-A-L, or Moloch. The ancient Zionists, let's just call them, the Hebrews, actually worshipped Moloch, the great god of fire, the devil god, and even sacrificed their children. Now, some people out there may be saying, well, my pastor's never told me about that. The Hebrews never worshipped any Moloch, god of fire. They never sacrificed their own children. Well, the Hebrews wouldn't do that. They're people of God. Now, your problem, dear friend, or maybe I should say your pastor's problem, is they have no love for the whole counsel of God. This was the problem with the physical nation of Israel, the Hebrews, because they went a-whoring, the Bible says, after other gods and forgot the one true God in heaven. And instead they worshiped the star god. And they worship the star today. It's even on their flag, their national flag, the star of their God. And that's not Jesus Christ. It's not the deity worshiped by King David or Abraham, even way before him, who's actually a Babylonian, Sumerian. But the fact is, the Bohemian Grove worships today this great God of fire. And ultimately, though most Freemasons are ignorant, that's right, they are ignorant of their own secret society and its true teachings, they also worship the same God, the God of fire and sacrifice. In other words, the devil. That's the real meaning of it. Now, the Bohemian Grovers sort of put their let their hair down and just go wild. You'll see them with, well, I'm not even going to tell you some of the things they do and say there. Richard Nixon went there, former president, and he actually, well, he reported exactly what went on there. He called them a bunch of fags, a bunch of homosexuals. They made him sick, he said. But they also helped him to become president of the United States, he related in one of his autobiographies. They made Ronald Reagan president of the United States. The Bohemian Grove has a lot of power. But even more power, I believe, is held by the Bilderbergers. And the two men who are the chief culprits, the cornerstone of the Bilderberger group, are Lord Jacob Rothschild, the fourth Baron of the Rothschild clan, whose headquarters is in Great Britain, but whose wealth and empire stretches across planet Earth, and the Rockefeller dynasty from the United States, far less in power and money than the Rothschilds, but by no means bereft of influence and dollars. We'll talk more about Rothschild, about Rockefeller. And by the way, just this last week, reported in the Financial Times publication and on CNBC, the business channel, we find that the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds have united. Let me read to you this article by Daniel Schaefer from the Financial Times, dated May 30th, 2012. It says, two of the best-known business dynasties in Europe and the United States will come together after Lord Jacob Rothschild's listed investment trust and Rockefeller Financial Services agreed to form a strategic partnership. Folks, this has always been a partnership. If you get my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, you'll see how way back at the beginning of the 20th century, Rothschild and Rockefeller got together and staked out a monopoly ownership of all the world's oil, which they still have today. So they've been working together for over 100 years. But now they've decided to make it official. Now, I think that is significant. Somebody say, what does it mean? They've been working together, you know, privately, clandestinely, you might say, for all these decades. But now they're forming a strategic partnership. Now, I want you to understand something. Rothschild has exceeded Rockefeller in the world. And that should be the case because the Bible warns that it is the synagogue of Satan that has preeminence in the last days. The Bilderberger Group is a organization, let's just call it, where both Rockefeller, the United States banker and former chairman of Chase Manhattan Bank, now called J.P. Morgan Chase Manhattan, but Rockefeller has always been big in the Bilderbergers ever since the formation, the founding of the Bilderbergers in 1954. They met first at the Bilderberg Hotel And we'll talk about that in just a minute, the foundations. But they did meet. They called themselves the Bilderberg Club or the Bilderberg Group. They're made up mostly of North American and Western Europe potentates, but they've also brought in the Soviet Union, the Ukraine, Kazakhstan. They brought in China, sometimes Indonesia, Malaysia, and some others. They have representatives from government and politics, but most of them are from banking and finance industry, labor unions, yes, even labor unions, education and communications. Meetings, of course, are closed to the public. So interesting to me, I first learned of the Bilderbergers from the Spotlight newspaper, which now is called the American Free Press. My good friends there, Willis Cardo, the publisher, then Michael Collins Piper, and others, you know, the writers are all there, and even Victor Thorne is a writer. A man named Jim Tucker began many, many years ago to visit the periodic meetings of the Bilderbergers and to spy on them. And he came up, you know, every time with some amazing information. And it would be published in the pages of what is today called the American Free Press. Now, what is interesting about it, as I said, only 130 to 140 people are members of this group. And they're from not only the United States, but also, you know, Great Britain and Europe, and then a few isolated representatives from other nations. But the whole media world was hiding the fact that this group even existed or that it ever met. And people would laugh at the American Free Press because they reported it. But they had pictures showing the big limos coming to the resort hotel. And, you know, over the years, I have a list of the various meetings. For example, let's say in 2011, the Bilderbergers met in June in St. Moritz, Switzerland. In 2010, in June, they met at the Hotel Dolce in Sitges, Spain. In 2009, they met at the Astor Palace Resort in Athens, Greece. In 2008, they met at the Westfields Marriott Hotel in Chantilly. By the way, that's got two L's in it, I see. Chantilly, Virginia. That's the same place they're meeting today. In 2007, the Bilderbergers met at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Istanbul, Turkey. In 2006, they met at the Brook Street Hotel in Ontario, Canada, Ottawa. 2005, they met in Radig-Egern, Germany. So they choose a place somewhere around the world for their meetings. But almost always, David Rockefeller Sr. is on hand for the meetings. And Lord Jacob Rothschild usually also makes an appearance. But there are other Rothschilds, David Rothschild. There's Evelyn Rothschild. And, of course, Lord Jacob Rothschild's son, who will become the fifth Baron, Nathaniel Rothschild of England. And I suspect he will be there this time. Now, the fact is that the Rockefellers and Rothschilds have united. The Rothschilds are in the driver's seat because they are Jews. They are members of the synagogue of Satan. And, you know, if you want to know more about the Rothschilds, please get my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. You'll also learn more about the Rockefellers. I suspect that you'll be intrigued if you get my video, Where the Rich and Famous Dwell. I actually take you on a little tour of the estate of the Rockefellers. That's right. You'll see the Rockefeller estate. And you'll also see the Rothschilds, where they live, where the rich and famous dwell. You know, I was surprised when I did that video, and after a few months it was out, it was selling extremely well, to my surprise. I guess I should have figured out people will love to discover where the rich and famous dwell. We still have that video, of course, DVD. But it was fascinating to me that so many people wanted to know about the Rockefellers and Rothschilds and, you know, what their mansions and palaces are like. And I uncovered a number of secrets. You know, sometimes where a person lives reveals who they are. I mean, even if the place looks normal and average outside, which their mansions and palaces do not, when you visit a person, you discover a lot about them. I remember talking to an FBI agent one time when I was an Air Force officer. He was in working with our criminal division at the air base where I was stationed. He was working with the OSI, Office of Special Investigations of the Air Force. And I sat down with him. We had lunch together. We were talking about a few cases on base, and the FBI was assisting. And the FBI told me that one of the people they were investigating is a member of my squadron. And there was some thought that he might be a spy for the Soviet Union. And the FBI agent was telling me what he found when he visited the man's apartment. Now you'd say, well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, it has a lot. He visited the man, knocked on his door, and the guy let him in. They talked for an hour. And he never left the living room. But the FBI agent had all kind of information he had amassed in that 1 hour of discussion with the suspect, let's call him. He saw what kind of magazines he had. He saw the books in a bookcase. He saw what he drank, what he offered the FBI agent to drink or to snack on. He saw the way the house was arranged, whether it was clean or dirty or whatever. He saw pictures on the mantle. Oh, there was a lot of things you can find out. He noticed there was a valise, you might call it, a briefcase with papers in it, you know, sitting beside one of the chairs. He noticed there was a small desk in the corner, and it had certain things on it, and one was open to a certain document set that I won't discuss here. My point is, he gained a profile and dossier of the individual just from keeping his eyes open. I think you can learn a lot from visiting where the rich and famous or the evil dwell. You can find a lot. They may live with devils right there in their residence. Would that be interesting? In fact, I think you find that out from our video. Some of these people have devils living with them in their homes. Rockefellers and Rothschilds unite. They call themselves now RIT Capital Partners. RIT. Of course, it mentions here that David Rockefeller is now 96 years old. His son, David Rockefeller Jr., may be ready to take the mantle, but I don't think it'll be as powerful a mantle as his father. Then, of course, Lord Rothschild, 76 years old. Nathaniel is ready to take over. And some say Nathaniel, who's a very handsome younger man, is even more ruthless than Lord Jacob himself. And so the Rothschild dynasty continues. I believe what is happening here is in this uniting, the Rockefellers are giving up their great wealth over to the Rothschilds. There is a transfer of wealth and assets between the two. Okay, so we'll talk maybe more in time. And by the way, Lord Jacob, as I said, is not the only one. Sir Evelyn Rothschild is big, as is David, Baron David de Rothschild. In fact, David is chairman of the Rothschild Group. And he works very close, not only with the United Kingdom, the British-based operation, but with the French family operations. There's another Rothschild, you know, in the United States. And you can visit, if you have a hankering for it, the Rothschild winery out in California. He has his winery there. I think it's called Bouton Rouge or something like that, the winery. And the architecture of that is in the shape of a pyramid from Egypt and things like that for the winery. So you go in, and there again, you find out something about the Rothschilds. Why would they adopt a pyramid-style architecture for their winery out in California? Of course, they own wineries in South Africa, and they own wineries, very expensive wines, in other countries as well, especially France. Now, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers work together. But remember, the Rothschilds are the Jews. They are the synagogue of Satan faction. Now, some people say the Rockefellers are also Jewish. I found some little pieces of evidence here and there. Some people say their real name originally was Rothafel and they're Jewish. But I have not been able to truly, stamp that as so. Of course, John D. Rockefeller, the senior, who founded the Standard Oil fortune, he was an American Baptist. They've always claimed they're members of the American Baptist Church. That's sort of the liberal Baptist group. But my finding is they're a little bit of nothing in terms of religion. And that was just a front of Mr. Rockefeller. And I don't know that the senior Rockefeller, David, the one today living, David Rockefeller Sr., or his son, the junior, have any real religion. Now, back to the Bilderberg meetings that are held annually, either on May or June, somewhere in the world. This year in the United States at Chantilly, Virginia. What goes on there? First of all, there's complete privacy. Or there should be, except for, good for him, Jim Tucker of the American Free Press, who sticks his pretty wise nose under the camel's tent and sees what's going on each year. I like Jim Tucker. He does a great job of reporting this for American Free Press. Thank God for the American Free Press, because the Washington Post and the New York Times and the others have always denied that there were even a group called the Bilderbergers. It can't be denied anymore. I have an article here from the London Mail newspaper, the Mail Online, dated 31 May 2012. Let me read it to you. It says, first of all, the headline is very good. It says, machine gun nests. Get that? Machine gun nests and unprecedented security for secretive Bilderberg meeting of captains of industry and government leaders. Isn't that interesting? Now, they just had the G8 meeting, where all these presidents and prime ministers of France and England and the United States and Germany and everything met. Russia, well, Russia didn't. I don't think they were there. Just had that last week. Obama was there. Now there's a meeting, though, of somebody more important than them. The Bilderbergers are the ones that tell the prime ministers and presidents what to do. And to make sure security is maintained, they have security guards with machine guns and nests hidden. When we come back in a minute, I'm going to tell you why they need this security. It's not to protect their physical bodies. It's to keep what they're doing away from being public knowledge. They want to hide from us and do their dirty deeds in secret. Yes, in closets, you might say. But we're going to open up these secrets and find out the worms that are hidden in the can of the Bilderbergers when we return. Stay with us. This is Tex Mars. We're looking at Rockefeller and Rothschild and the Bilderberg and its agenda. Hello, friends. Tex Mars again. Mentioned to you earlier in this program that we have our new book, The Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, written by Mike Hansen, who actually snuck in, let's just call it snuck in, clandestinely to spy several years back on the Bohemian Grovesters there in the Redwoods of California. He took his little video minicam with him, And let me tell you, friends, he really put his life at risk. And he went in and he actually filmed some horrible things that were going on. We have the video, by the way. You can call and get it. Go online at powerofprophecy.com. It's called Dark Secrets of the Bohemian Grove. And both Alex Jones and Mike Hansen are in that video. But this book has so much more than the video. Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. Photographs. A couple that have never been published in a book ever, ever. And you'll see them. Including one where actually happened at the White House, but it has Bohemian Grove connections, or links, I should say. You will actually see George W. Bush kiss another man. George W. Bush kiss another man. I'm not going to reveal any more, but you'll see a picture of it. Very odd. Strange things go on in this world, and especially, of course, at the Bohemian Grove. There will be found in this book a complete list of everyone who is a member of the Bohemian Grove. Now, let me tell you that they also have guests that they bring in. A few years ago, House Speaker, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich was invited to be a speaker. So from time to time, they have people who are not even official members invited in. Now, there's some famous celebrities, entertainers, and so forth that are part of it. Not many. I noticed that Clint Eastwood is a member of the Bohemian Grove. I think that's interesting. Now, I've always sort of liked Clint Eastwood. Maybe I just like a guy who's sort of a man among men or something. That's a sort of a sad situation, though, to discover that he is a member of the Bohemian Grove. But then on the other hand, why else would a man become as famous as Clint Eastwood is, have made so many movies, and now directs, produces, and is a politician? Isn't he a mayor or something of some little town in California with great influence and power? Clint Eastwood. Well, then it all makes sense. Folks, they can make you or break you at the Bohemian Grove. And as I said, you'll find out how both Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon were chosen at the Bohemian Grove to become president. Wow. Now that's raw power. This book is almost 450 pages. And Jerry, let's see, the book is $30. $30. Please add $5 shipping and handling. A total of $35 for Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. Just call it the Bohemian Book. We'll know what you're talking about. You can order it now, of course. During the work week, we're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30 Central. You can go to powerofprophecy.com, our website, and order the book. Of course, you'll need a charge card. You can send cash for the book if you'd like. And to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. You can phone us and use your charge card during the week, of course. That number is toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Ask for the book by Mike Hansen, Bohemian Grove. Now, let me just say that I'm privileged to have contributed the foreword to this book. And I try to set it up just a little bit, because, you know, I'm one of the first people to really look at the Bohemian Grove. I think I may be, one of the first two or three to ever even write about the Bohemian Grove and to talk about it. But if you've been getting my newsletter many years, you'll remember that it was probably some 20 years ago or so that I did my first expose of the Bohemian Grove. And I remember getting a few letters and people thought I was really wacko. They said, "You're nuts. There's no such thing as Bohemian Grove. All these big name people. I mean, from Herbert Hoover to Ronald Reagan to Richard Nixon to, I mean, George Shultz, former Secretary of State, Donald Rumsfeld, former Secretary of Defense, all these people, Dick Cheney, going out in the woods for 2 weeks, doing crazy, sordid, dirty things, worshiping a great fire God, even sacrificing either an effigy or maybe a real human being, with all those homosexual acts going on right there in public? You've got to be kidding me. That doesn't happen. Now people write me and say, how did you discover this? How did you know about it so soon? Well, I explained exactly how I knew about it. I was given some firsthand information about it by a man who knew what he was talking about. And since then, what I have discovered in my investigation over the decades of the Bohemian Grove, I suspect it could be put in 3 or 4 books. But right now we have one great book by Mike Hansen, and you need it, folks, to find out about the Bohemian Grove. And you'll also discover some things that are going to be going on in the future. In fact, right around the corner in July, they'll be meeting again, the big boys at the Bohemian Grove. Now, again, the book is $30, add $5 shipping and handling. Phone us 1-800-234-9673 or write to us at Power Prophecy or text Mars, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. When you call, you might want to order the book and the video. And I have an audio tape, too, a couple of them. The Wicked Men of the Bohemian Grove that I do a special report on. You might want to order that as well. Now, let's return to our regular program. We're talking about yet another group of evildoers, the Bilderberg Group. You know, there are a number of organizations that are wicked. The Masonic Lodge is sort of like the foundation level for all these groups. And the Catholic Church has its own groups too, Legatus, Opus Dei, the Knights of Malta, the Jesuits. There's the Order of Skull and Bones, which is a quasi-Masonic order. And we could keep going. Europe has a group called the Order of the Solar Temple, and some others that we could talk about. The Rosicrucians still exist, although they're not as powerful as some other groups. But let's talk more about the Bilderbergers, because that's the group that's meeting this very week in Chantilly, Virginia. And according to the Mail online, that's the London Mail newspaper, very popular newspaper, the Daily Mail, I think it's actually called. On May 31st was this article about the captains of industry and government leaders meeting at this secretive Bilderberg meeting. That's their words now. And they're protected by security guards, and some of them are hiding in machine gun nests, like snipers, ready to knock you off if you go in and make trouble for the Bilderberg people. Let me read to you what this article says. It says, the Bilderberg Group, a collection of top captains of industry and Western government leaders, is gathering for its annual meeting this weekend under unprecedented security. Reports from the Marriott Westfields Hotel in Chantilly, Virginia, indicate security officials have set up machine gun nests and are deploying satellite surveillance and other sophisticated monitoring equipment to keep guests safe. Let's stop there just a moment. I'm surprised, Jerry, they're not offering, using the new drones with, rockets on them or something. They probably are. They're probably drones flying overhead. Anyway, it goes on to say this, and listen to this. Listen, get the wording on this from the Daily Mail of London. It says, conspiracy theorists say the closed-door, invitation-only gathering of 150, is what they claim here, 150 of the most powerful people in North America and Western Europe, are ground zero for the New World Order. The Bilderbergs are the place where the influential collude to steer the course of human history. Very interesting. Now, by the way, it's not only Europe and the United States, as I mentioned. There are representatives from China, even from Indonesia, Malaysia, Africa, and some other countries and areas. Anyway, it talks about here that it quotes another London newspaper, The Guardian. Now, isn't this interesting? You get this very little. Have you heard about this on the Fox News? Has O'Reilly or Sean Hannity told you about this? Are they reporting from the Chantilly, Virginia location of the Bilderbergers? No! They're the same people that have been covering it up all these decades. Is Mr. King or Mr. Wolf Blitzer of CNN or Anderson Cooper, who is a rich boy himself, elitist? Is Brian Williams of the major mainstream news? Is Katie Couric giving her little cutesy face, cutie pie there, and saying, I'm here today reporting from Chantilly, Virginia, and I want to introduce you to all the bigwigs going into this meeting? No. In fact, I suspect if you ask Katie Couric about it, she'd say, I've never heard of that before. Okay. According to the London Guardian, here are some of the attendees that will probably show up. U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, World Bank President Robert Zoellick, Jose Manuel Barroso of the European Commission, Queen Sophia of Spain, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. There's in the banking group, Marcus Aegis, the chairman of Barclays Bank of England. There will be in the political group, Mario Monte, the Italian prime minister. And it goes on. By the way, even Facebook this year, one of the top guys, Peter Thiel, will represent Facebook, the computer social media network. And then there's many, many others. Horma Olilia, the chairman of Royal Dutch Shell. There's Kenneth Clark, the British Secretary of Justice. David Rockefeller naturally will be there. And it goes on and on. Now, in fact, I would like to, I think that's very important. Maybe we should talk about some of the participants of this thing. You're going to find that all the top political leaders in Europe are there. And think about some of these corporations. Big names, IBM, Xerox, Nokia, Daimler Chrysler, General Motors. The list just goes on and on. You'll have, the chairman of Novartis Drugs. By the way, Turkey is going to be represented by its Minister of State, its biggest law firm, one of its largest banks. The United States has a number of people going. A military general will be going. Martin Feldstein, professor of economics at Harvard. Reid Hoffman, the co-founder of LinkedIn. I mentioned to you the Facebook representative. Lazard, the big banking group. Kenneth Jacobs, its chairman, will be there. Let's see. General John Keane. Our good pal, Henry Kissinger, of course. He's always at these kind of meetings, is he not? Henry Kravis, chairman of Kohlberg Kravis Roberts & Company. Remember the movie with Jim Garner about Nabisco, Barbarians at the Gate? Yeah, Kravis was one of the main guys involved in the takeover of Nabisco. You know, I could just name these. The head of the Brookings Institution, Peter Arzag, who was at the White House as the director of the Office of Management and Budget. He's now vice chairman of Citigroup Global Markets, the Citibank. He's there. Richard Pearl, the guy they used to call the Prince of Darkness, the neocon Jew who helped America plan its attack on Iraq, is there. Charlie Rose, you know, the Jewish guy who has the PBS program. He'll be showing up there. Robert Rubin, who was Secretary of the Treasury under Bill Clinton, will be there. Probably Bill Clinton will make an appearance. James Wolfensohn, who was head of the World Bank and is now chairman of Wolfensohn & Company, a big Wall Street firm, will be there. Anders Rasmussen, Secretary General of NATO, will be there. Angela Merkel, German Chancellor, will be around. The Spanish Prime Minister, Jose Zapatero. Bill Gates of Microsoft, one of the richest men, will be there. Former U.S. Secretary, well, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, will be there. He's been replaced, of course, now by Panetta, who will probably show up. Jean-Claude Trichet, President of the European Central Bank. Robert Zoellick, I already mentioned him, President of the World Bank. I mean, folks, this Peter Sutherland, Chairman of Goldman Sachs Bank, he'll be showing up. Italy, it has a big selection. Canada, yes. The Netherlands, Norway, Austria, Portugal, Sweden, Switzerland. and so on. Now, by the way, those who come from America, they have a sort of individual group. They're called the American Friends of Bilderberg. Isn't that nice? The American Friends of Bilderberg. Now, one pundit has called this group as a whole, and that's why we call this tape today, the High Priest of Globalization. The High Priests of Globalization. Let's look at the agenda of this group. You know, I've combed the agenda for the last 5 or 6 years of the Bilderbergers, and it gives you a clue as to what they'll be talking about this year as well. Now, perhaps in future weeks on this program, I can reveal to you exactly what was talked about from my own sources. But let me just say something. First of all, when we're talking about high priest of globalization, it's a very apropos term, because these people are in effect part of a religion, and their God is money. For didn't Jesus himself say that money is a God? And that you must choose between the real God and mammon, which is money? Paul said, for the love of money is the root of all evil, he told his young disciple Timothy. Let's look at the money. First of all, they're building this new world order economy, and only a couple of rogue nations so far have been able to escape it. One is Iran. The second is North Korea. I believe they will be talking about oil, the oil markets. The world is afloat with too much oil. And they'll be discussing how they're going to cut back oil resources. They will use environmentalism to do it. Environmentalism is part of their religion because they do worship material, carnal things. And so the world is, well, that's their goddess, you might say. Their god is money. And of course, Lucifer is behind that particular commodity, let's just say. Now, in the world, oil lubricates the entire economies. And it is oil that they have used to either destroy or reward their enemies. I'm talking about the Bilderbergers. China, as you know from my video, Die America Die, what a tremendous resource that is. Folks, if you don't have that, you must have my 80-minute video, Die America Die. You'll know what their agenda is. But let me just go over some of the fine points here. China is to be exalted as head of the New World Order. They have already been given the oil of Iraq, which is now either the world's number one, two, or three, depending on the source that you consult, top producer of oil in the world today. The Iraq oil has been given to China, and overseeing the use of this oil by China is Lord Rothschild and his BP oil company, British Petroleum. So oil is going to be closely monitored. Now, America is being cut out of this. It has been discovered by the geologists that the United States has more oil than all the rest of the world's countries combined. And it is for that reason, because they intend to break the back of Americans and merge us in with the New World Order. And so we cannot be an exceptional country. We will not be special. We will not be the richest in the world. They're breaking us down. I'm telling you, listen to me. And they must then steal our oil. And China has been invited into the United States and has been given huge swaths of land. Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado. China is coming in and using the money that they have obtained from all the stolen, laundered Iraqi oil, thanks to Dick Cheney, George Bush, and Obama. It was stolen from Iraq. And China has now become the world's titan in oil. And as George Soros, who, by the way, will be at the Bilderbergers, has said, this rich Hungarian Jewish billionaire, he said, China will be leader of the New World Order, and American citizens better not resist. He threatened us. That's in my video. You'll see it documented in my video, Die, America, Die. And that's what the Bilderbergers are doing. They're murdering America. They're murdering America. Now, one of the ways to make sure we die and we're not resurrected is by taking away our right to keep and bear arms. They're using such things as the Trayvon Martin case, building it up to the moons. Eric Holder, with his Fast and Furious program is causing the death of hundreds, maybe even thousands of Mexican and American citizens down on the border by distributing thousands of guns to the drug cartel thugs. And now there's a United Nations small arms treaty that will strip all the citizens of the world from their right to keep and bear firearms. Already the country of Venezuela, the two-bit dictator there, has taken away the people's rights to bear arms. Australia has ordered most of its citizens to turn in their firearms. And across the world, this is going on. Now in America, unfortunately for these bums of the Bilderbergers and the New World Order elite, we have a constitution whose Bill of Rights says you can keep and bear arms. And that has made these Bilderbergers angry because they don't want 300 million armed American citizens after their hides. When the American people, if they ever discover what has been done to them, these people might hang from the yardarms. Now, I'm not advocating that. I'm just telling you what might happen. But we can never rebel against a tyrannical government that's taken over by these 130 to 150 fancy pro-Zionist lapdog rich men, these monsters of tyranny. They're afraid of firearms. You have to understand. They already have bullet armored, protected from bullets, armor-plated limousines. They have armor-plated aircraft they fly around in. They certainly don't fly at tourist class on Southwest Airlines. Believe me, they don't go around on JetBlue. They have their own Air Force airplanes. But they're still afraid that one night they'll be eating in some fancy restaurant and some guy angry because he's lost his job will come in and put a bullet through their heads. They want to take away the guns of all the Americans particularly. And right now, Americans are so fearful of what's going on in this world, they're buying guns like crazy. I recently read Smith & Wesson, one of the biggest maker of small arms, says they can't keep them manufactured. And bullets, ammunition is flying out of stores because the fear factor has gone up, and rightly so. Folks, you can't protect your family if you don't have a firearm. And don't think calling 911 will do you good in a lot of cases if they ever make it to your home. It's your responsibility to protect yourself. And the United Nations now has this small arms treaty. They're disarming private citizens, not armies, private citizens. And did you know that our Constitution says, yes, we have the right to keep and bear arms, but it also says that treaties, properly promulgated, treaties will become the supreme law of the land. Does that mean that they're superior to the Bill of Rights? You wouldn't think so. But if you have a crooked and corrupt Supreme Court, they may rule that. There's going to come a clash between this United Nations treaty, and already President Barack Obama said America will comply, will become part of this United Nations small arms treaty. Do you know what that means? That means that he says to hell with the Constitution, to hell with your Second Amendment rights. We'll supersede you, go over your head with a United Nations treaty. That's what their plan is. It may end up at the Supreme Court. And they may have the, what I call the equivalent to a gun put behind their heads so that they have to vote the way of the Bilderbergers, the United Nations, Barack Obama. And don't think Mitt Romney is going to save you, friends. He is just a Zionist tool. I've warned you and I've told you about what Bain Capital, the company that he has worked for these two decades long, is all about. It's a Israeli Mossad and CIA proprietary company. Please, please understand. We're really at a precipice here. I mean, America is headed, we're standing at the edge of a cliff. financially, morally. Our rights, our constitutional rights are being taken away. And I want to say something to most Americans out there. Now, I know you folks that faithfully listen to Power Prophecy and to Tex Mars, you're more educated, you're more up to date, you're aware of things. And if you have God on your side besides just general knowledge of listening to this program and a few others, you're way ahead of everybody else. You know, I know that in this recent primary campaign, I know that Congressman Ron Paul has been cheated over and over of delegates, of votes. We know the system is fraudulent. But you cannot deny that many Americans don't want Ron Paul, and they will vote for Barack Obama. They will vote. They will vote for Barack Obama. And those who don't will vote for Mitt Romney. He'll give you the same thing that Obama's going to give you. Now, there's a myth out there that if people really had a free vote and we had a honest voting system, that Ron Paul would be chosen the Republican candidate. I think you're wrong. I think the media has poisoned most people against the Constitution, against Ron Paul, and I don't think he has a way of being elected. Folks, most Christians, the Southern Baptists, the Pentecostals, and all the others, most of them are pro-war. They're pro-Israel. They're warmongers. They don't believe in making peace. They are, and not only that, folks, we now have more than one half of the American people on the federal dole. And when you add everybody together that's on the federal dole getting welfare or some other benefit, you find that the majority want a nanny state. They want to keep getting these benefits. Friends, we have now made it possible so that the rugged individualism of the early Americans is a thing of the past. The Constitution is a thing of the past. And now we have a nation that's ruled over by the Bilderbergers who meet once each year at their resort. But listen, they keep the phones and the other means of communication open 365 days of the year, deciding for us. They're going to take away our guns. They're going to close up the internet and the shortwave radio. I don't know how much longer I can be on. Help me now with your love gifts, your donations, so I can do as much as we possibly can until the day that everything is turned off. Why do you think all these laws have been passed to close up the internet? The Bilderbergers voted and approved these things years ago, and now our government has got around to passing the laws. Why do you think gulag concentration camps have been built around the world and are now ready in the United States to receive their prisoners? Because the Bilderbergers said it would be so. And remember this, their God is money, but he has a name. It's Lucifer. It's Satan. There can be no doubt about that. The name of Jesus Christ will not be honored at the Bilderbergers meeting this week, nor at the Bohemian Grove that meets just 6 weeks down the road. Daniel 12, verse 10 said it. In the last days, the wicked will do wickedly, but the wise shall understand. This is Tex Mars. Been my great privilege to have you as my guest today. And my prayer is you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.